playing a little game today we like to call Name That King. Let's get somebody on the phone that can partake in this game. And this is it Quinna? Did I get it right, Quinna?
Yes, you did.
Yes, MYK. Hey, round of applause to you for writing it out that I was able to break it down in my head.
I had to have her spell it like 15 times.
Because he butchered it. Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I butchered it. You were like, my Aunt Quinna, my Aunt Quinna, my Aunt Quinna. I'm like, hey, how about you get off that speakerphone?
Like,
let me hear what the hell you said.
I was not on speaker.
You sound like you in an echo chamber, girl.
I'm not a speakerphone.
Yeah.
Hey, well, welcome to Radio Now.
Okay, sorry, that was kind of dumb. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing that you missed all that. All right, we're going to play a little game right now and try to hook you up. How cool would it be if you could win yourself something like this? You could get hooked up with a family four-pack of opening day tickets to Kings Island and
my fave
VIP tickets to our Carb Night party at Regent's Rooftop.
Also fave.
You ready to party? You ready for warmer weather? This stuff has sucked lately, hasn't it?
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Really simple here. Let's go over the rules.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules.
If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
For Name That King, we're going to give you clues for a famous king. So they're going to have the word king in their name, or maybe their nickname has king in it. You know, anybody associates king with it, okay? You got to correctly get 3 out of 5 right. If not, we hang up on you. We don't even say goodbye. We're really rude, and we'll give it to somebody else that's been holding, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, here we go. First one. He began as a Florida journalist and radio interviewer in the 1950s, and in the 60s, he became prominent as a radio host. He was a broadcaster, but people probably know him mainly from 1985 to 2010. He hosted a nightly interview TV show with his name in the title on CNN.
Mm.
Can you name that king?
I cannot.
This one is the easiest one.
Oh, well, I'm doomed. Well,
the answer is Larry King.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, I saw you on a gay cruise at the Mexican Riviera a couple of years ago. I've been following you ever since. I think you're hilarious.
I love doing the gay cruises. Thank you.
What's a gay cruise?
Oh, a gay cruise is a boat full of gay people, Larry, doing gay things to
doing
one another. It's super gay.
There we go. See, I used to like Kathy, whatever her name is, the redheaded chick. All right, hey, you're still in this thing, though, but it's not looking good. All right, here's your next king. Let's see what we can do here. This king is from Skull Island. He's been in a few movies. He's in one of those, he battled Godzilla. In another, he climbs the Empire State Building with a woman in his hand. Can you name that king?
Don King? I don't know.
Don King?
What? By Godzilla?
That's the only king that I know, Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Don King battled
That's
Godzilla.
That's the only king.
Hold on.
Final answer for everything.
Hold on. You know what? If everybody's cool, I'll give you a point, even though that's wrong. If you
what?
If you can give me your best Don King impression.
But
you got to get animated.
Don King impression. I don't know.
Okay.
I am the king.
No, it was actually King Kong.
Yes, I was thinking King Kong and I said Don King. Oh, yeah, it's over.
Technically, it's not. If you get this next one wrong, it is. Come on, you got to get one of these right. Here we go. Listen closely. This king is originally from Akron, Ohio. Wearing the number 23, he plays in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers, then the Miami Heat, and now again with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Can you name that king?
No.
Quinna.
LeBron James.
I'm sorry, Quinn. We got to let you go. The answer?
LeBron James.
All right, let's go to line number 2. Shelly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How are you?
I'm good. I hope I win.
Yeah, I do too.
Did you know any of the answers that Quinna missed?
No.
Oh, my Lanta.
Quinna didn't know a damn thing.
All right, come on. I got faith in you. Here we go. This king was an Egyptian pharaoh who ruled from 1332 to 1323 BC. He is credited with the hit dance craze Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yes!
Yes! There we go!
There we go.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I am so proud of you. All right, you won right there, but let's do one more here. Let's just see like if you can really earn it right here. This king, your final king right here, is an American author of horror, supernatural, fiction, suspense, science fiction, fantasy. Person pretty much writes it all. His books have sold more than... What?
Stephen King.
Dang, look at you. I don't even have to finish it. I was going to say he's also a lot of his books have turned into movies such as Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and I love this when we went and saw it in IMAX, It.
Yes.
This part scares the crap out of me. Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, congratulations, Shelly. You knew your kings, and we're hooking you up with something really awesome, and that is a family four-pack of opening day tickets to Kings Island and VIP tickets to our Carb Night party at Regent's Rooftop.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Okay.
All right. All right. Oh, sorry. You know what? I actually put her on hold accidentally, so there we go.
Oh, you did? I was like, she's all quiet.
Here we go. Shelly, you have a chance to get excited now. Go ahead. I didn't mean to. Let me hear you.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Like, give her some party people's music.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Thomas Jackson. Woo! I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Yeah, if you can't win Carb Night tickets to our party, by the way, you can buy those.
Yeah, radio9windy.com. You get all the details. That reminds me of that song, Miss Jackson, right there by Outkast. I had a bus driver called Miss Johnson, and she had a daughter.
Did you sing that to her? I made an awesome song.
And I was like, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson. Ooh, yep. I am for real. Yeah, I got suspended by her.